From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The end is in sight for the Senate's health care overhaul debate. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Senators have a series of votes this afternoon, including the last of three votes to end a GOP filibuster of the bill. If all goes as expected, members will vote early Christmas Eve morning to approve the measure that would provide health insurance to an additional 31 million people at a cost of just under $900 billion over the next decade. Among the issues up for debate today is a challenge to the bill's constitutionality. Republicans claim the bill's requirement that nearly everyone have health insurance, the so-called individual mandate, violates the Constitution. Many legal scholars, however, have said such an argument would be unlikely to prevail in court. The challenge is not expected to survive today's Senate vote either. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
An American Airlines flight carrying 146 people overshot a runway at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston, Jamaica, in a rainstorm last night. Mark Williams, the airport's vice president of commercial development and marketing, says there were no fatalities, but he says more than 40 passengers were taken to hospitals.
There have been no fatalities. Passengers have been taken to their hospitals with injury. But there is no fatality as we speak.
Williams says the Boeing 737 was damaged. Flight 333 originated in Washington, D.C., and made a stop in Miami before heading to its destination in Kingston. In Arizona, three people were killed after a sudden dust storm cut visibility, and more than 20 vehicles crashed on a highway. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
Rescue crews worked as dust from the desert mixed with smoke from burning vehicles along two stretches of Interstate 10, about halfway between Phoenix and Tucson. One man was killed when he stopped his pickup suddenly in the dust. His father, who was following him in a semi, struck him from behind and pushed the pickup forward into another semi-trailer. In all, nine commercial vehicles were wrecked. Two teenagers were also killed in a Jeep. Seven others went to the hospital with injuries. Interstate 10 is the main route between Phoenix and Tucson. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The United States says it will not be able to complete a deal this year with Russia on a successor to their expired nuclear arms control treaty. The U.S. mission in Geneva has released a statement saying that its delegation has left for the United States and will return to Geneva for more negotiations next month. That statement says the two sides hope to finalize the new treaty at that time. Oil prices rose to near $75 a barrel today in Asian trading after a report showed that U.S. crude oil inventories fell last week. Benchmark crude for February delivery was up by 36 cents to $74.76 a barrel. This is NPR News. Egypt says it is not building a steel underground barrier along its border with the Gaza Strip. Egyptian officials have confirmed, however, that new security and anti-smuggling measures are being put in place along the Rafah border. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Residents along the Egyptian side of the Rafah-Gaza border have reported significant construction activity in recent weeks. Speculation has mounted that an impenetrable underground wall was being inserted to block smuggling tunnels that bring everything from livestock to automobile parts to weapons into the otherwise locked-down Gaza Strip. Egypt's foreign ministry made its first comment on the subject yesterday when spokesperson Hossam Zaki said any construction along the Gaza border is a national security matter and that the government would not call it a steel wall. Such vague comments have not satisfied critics who say Egypt should do more to help the besieged Palestinians in Gaza. American activists say a large group will attempt to march to the border later this month to call attention to the issue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The governor of South Dakota has declared a state of emergency ahead of a fast-moving snowstorm that threatens to disrupt holiday travel plans. The storm has already proven dangerous in Arizona, where it left at least three people dead and six injured in a series of fiery crashes caused by thick blowing dust. The storm is also blamed for a death in Nebraska. A winter storm watch is in effect through tomorrow for most of southeast Colorado, the panhandle of Oklahoma, and North Texas. Snow is already falling in Salt Lake City. The storm is expected to move across the Plain States through Christmas Day, leaving behind deep snow. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.